So do you think in general, like, NU students know, like, about what's offered at after hours, or do you think it's something that only certain people know about?
It's a good question. I feel like people know that things happen in after hours, but they don't know where to look for, like, what's happening tonight, other than just walking in. There's been some efforts on campus for people to, like, build apps that, like, talk about all the events, but then, like, they only contact certain clubs, and then the other half, this other app contacts the other half of the clubs, and, like, it's kind of very inconsistent, which is why we always tell people, like, I don't care if you sign up for our email list, I don't care if you come to our meetings, like us on Facebook, because you will see the events from there. Like, for Northeastern, Facebook events are, like, the big way to circulate an event. Just email doesn't really work anymore, no one looks at posters, and postering around campus is also, like, you're competing with people, like, the Sony college reps, who are putting all their, like, sponsored posters up, and, like, it's kind of just, like, you're fighting for space. So I always tell people, I was like us on Facebook, I don't care if you don't show up, but if you come to the show, that's what matters to me, because that's where your money's going.
Yeah, there are definitely many times where, this even happened just last week, Greenline Records brought in a rapper named JPEG Mafia, which I went to. It was a great show, and one of my friends texted me the other day, he said, oh my god, I can't believe JPEG Mafia was in After Hours, I had no idea, I totally missed it, what the hell, and I was like, yeah, sorry, I was like, I don't know, so, like, it can definitely be, like, variable. And, like, marketing can be hit or miss. Like, sometimes we literally just have no idea how many people are gonna show up. Like, sometimes it's very clear that we're gonna have a massive turnout. Like, for example, with the aforementioned Poppy show, or, like, Aaron Carter or whatever. But sometimes it is a little hit or miss, and you really need to put yourself out there. Facebook and Instagram are the two big ones. And just kind of, like, staying with the times of, like, what the other clubs are doing to promote themselves, and just kind of, like, getting the word out there as much as possible. Meetings, emails, socials.
So do you guys work with any emerging artists or songwriters at Northeastern, like, students?
Yeah, definitely try to. I think that that's something that, as I've moved from marketing director to VP to president, that sounds like such a humble brag, but that's something that's, like, really important to me. We are the one club on campus that's that actually leans away from the, like, having people that are in the music industry major. Typically they're in Greenline because they know how to produce, they know how to work with like recording studio equipment, so this is kind of the, like, we try to be that catch-all, like, it doesn't matter if you don't really know what you're doing, like, come hang out with us, we'll teach you. And so I definitely try to reach out to, I've become pretty good friends with some of the student artists on campus, and we do a ton of open mics. We're actually doing a student showcase coming up, and so really trying to say, like, hey, like, we booked this stage, and, you know, we're taking the money from the Northeastern Fund anyway, but, like, there's no reason that we should only ever bring touring artists. Like, in order for you as a student artist to become that national touring act, you got to start somewhere, and I'm happy to provide this stage for you and, like, do all the logistics so that all you have to do is plug in your guitar, go do your thing, and then get off stage and not worry about it.
I think that's really important to our identity as the Live Music Association. I mean, you know, we really do have to open it up to the students too. And they end up being amazing shows. Like, they're awesome. There are so many awesome student, like, acts here, like, honestly, like that I would listen to. And so those, so the showcases, the Live Music NU Original Showcase that we do every year is really, really fun event. We always get really big, good feedback from the artists themselves. Yeah, it's just, like, a really cool thing to be able to, like, kind of support them and give them an audience, and not that we're the only ones providing it to them, but, you know, just kind of fostering that kind of growth has been cool. And even, like, you know, getting them in as an opener for potentially an actual show of ours, like a headlining show, is always an option too.
Yeah,
so
we do that all the time. We'll have open mics and we'll be like, oh, that person was really good, like, they'd fit for something. And so we've done that with a band that they've all graduated now, but Tipping Rock. You know, we heard about them, put them on opening as an opener for a lot of acts. We heard Maya Lucia at an open mic, and I was, like, starstruck by her. So we put her on as an opener. Same thing with Christian Deck Natel. I'll get this right one day. But he's kind of the founding member of a band called Orson and the Rosebuds that I've now become good friends with. And so, like, yeah, it's about kind of the networking side of it, and also just really giving them, as artists, giving them the opportunity to, like, get the feel for being on a stage, so that the next time they do it, they're a little bit more comfortable, and it's kind of low stakes. Like, no one is paying for. Oop, hold on.
Sorry, just.
Okay. It just kind of being for them to be able to, like, if you, like, maybe your guitar string's gonna break, or maybe you're out of tune, or maybe your voice is gonna crack. At least it's with other students, and it's not like boo, give me my money back. Like, it's kind of, it's a low pressure situation for everyone, and we hope that it helps.
Yeah. So can you tell me about the NU Originals thing?
Yeah, so essentially every year we were like running a bunch of open mic nights, and then we just one year decided to just like make it a little bit more formal and say, hey, you know, this, you know, XYZ people have been showing up to like every open mic night. We know them, we're friends with them, like we can pick them out in a crowd. And how do we run a show for them? Because when someone that doesn't know them hears open mic, they're like, oh, it's going to be people that like don't know what they're doing. But to rebrand it as an original showcase really solidifies it as like, this is a show, it's a concert, these are people that do know what they're doing. You know, it's not trying to get away from this like perception that it's like amateur hour. It's kind of, this is a formal thing, that a showcase that we put together, you know, and these are fellow students, like these are people that are just like you, and you know, you could be next. Just reach out to us and like keep connecting with us, and giving them the opportunity to, you know, typically open mics are like 5 to 10 minute slots. The showcase is structured like a show, so that someone could have a 45 minute set if they really wanted to.
So my last question was just about like the open mic nights and sort of like the what, whether you just have artists or comedians as well, and like the, I guess, varying skill levels of performers.
Yeah, we literally just open it to everyone. Yeah. We send out the form, we're like, if you've got a talent, come show.
Yeah, we've had and like comedians, poetry, so yeah, it's just an open mic, and we're open to all, you know, a bunch of people. It's like, oh, it's my first time in front of a crowd. I'm like, hell yeah. So definitely an open mic in all senses of the word. We like to kind of be open about that and kind of receptive to anyone who wants to do that. And I think we have a bit of a reputation for that. It's kind of like we get a lot of returning people, a lot of new faces every time. Yeah, they're good events.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.